You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
I don't know that she's doing anything that much better. I just think she's, from what I've seen in the last 2 weeks, she's much more, maybe she just stands out because there aren't as many, other options. So every time down the floor, she's forced to make a play and she's making the play. Whereas the last 3 years, there were so many other people making plays that, you know, you didn't quite notice it. Even though it was a lot, it wasn't as dominant as it is now. And I think maybe she understands that, you know, I've got to do this and I've got to be, you know, precise. I've got to be solid. So I think that's... I don't know that, you know, that she dribbles better or passes better or shoots it better or any of that. I think that's all. It's all there. It's just with 8 seconds left on the shot clock, we need a bucket, we'll get one. Whereas before, you know, Tina might get one or Renee might get one or Kalina might get one. Or, you know, Caroline might knock in three. Now it's, you know, 6 or 7 seconds left on the shot clock. She gets a bucket. She makes a play.
Do you?
And it's just overwhelming.
Hi, this is David Siegel, the host of Dishin' and Swishin', the world of women's hoops. You can find our show each and every Wednesday on www.wstrradio.com, and I know you're going to enjoy it.